rewarded. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Visitors to an Indonesian island known for tourism are desperately trying to get out of that area following the second powerful earthquake in a week, hitting the island of Lombok near Bali. Last week's quake killed 17. Yesterday's quake killed 90.
Yeah, I just want to get out somewhere safe, somewhere I know where I'm not going to be at the risk of natural disasters.
Yesterday's quake measured a magnitude 7.0. After the president pulls the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal earlier this year, many of the sanctions which Iran had faced will resume effective later today. Meanwhile, North Korea is calling on the U.S. to end sanctions against that nation, even as South Korea is investigating coal shipments that might have violated United Nations resolutions. The North issuing a statement saying the state there has demonstrated good faith by ending nuclear weapons testing and returning American remains from the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With U.S. sanctions about to snap back on Iran today, the country's former hardline presidents weighing in on President Trump's beef with NBA superstar LeBron James. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad aiming a tweet at President Trump, writing that in his opinion, everyone, especially a president, should love everyone and not differentiate between them. Trump had blasted James in a late Friday night tweet after the four-time MVP and three-time NBA champion said on CNN he believes Trump uses sports to try to divide Americans. A search for a kidnapper results in the rescue of nearly a dozen kids found living in filthy conditions in a makeshift New Mexico compound. 11 kids, ages 1 to 15, with three adult women believed to be the kids' mothers, all found inside. Authorities confirming that a tip about a Georgia man accused of abducting his infant son led deputies to that spot near the Colorado line. The alleged abductor arrested now, although the little boy wasn't there. And actor Robert Redford is retiring from the screen, the 81-year-old screen legend, telling Entertainment Weekly his upcoming appearance in The Old Man and the Gun will be his last acting job. In it, he plays a lifelong bank robber and prison escapee. It's to be released on September 28th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is in Moscow, meeting with Russian officials and members of Russia's Foreign Relations Committee. He says it's very important that diplomacy continue.
And those who believe in either country that we should not have diplomacy are greatly mistaken.
Reporters did ask Paul whether he raised the subject of Russian meddling in U.S. elections with his Russian counterparts. The senator said that was not the issue at hand at the time. The death toll in Northern California's car fires up to 7 as a utility crew member was killed near Redding while doing repair work yesterday. Authorities in Venezuela say 6 people are in custody in connection with an alleged assassination attempt on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Visitors to an Indonesian island known for tourism are desperately trying to get out of that area following the second powerful earthquake in a week, hitting the island of Lombok near Bali. Last week's quake killed 17. Yesterday's quake killed 90.
Yeah, I just want to get out somewhere safe, somewhere I know where I'm not going to be at the risk of natural disasters.
Yesterday's quake measured a magnitude 7.0. After the president pulls the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal earlier this year, many of the sanctions which Iran had faced will resume effective later today. Meanwhile, North Korea is calling on the U.S. to end sanctions against that nation, even as South Korea is investigating coal shipments that might have violated United Nations resolutions. The North issuing a statement saying the state there has demonstrated good faith by ending nuclear weapons testing and returning American remains from the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With U.S. sanctions about to snap back on Iran today, the country's former hardline presidents weighing in on President Trump's beef with NBA superstar LeBron James. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad aiming a tweet at President Trump, writing that in his opinion, everyone, especially a president, should love everyone and not differentiate between them. Trump had blasted James in a late Friday night tweet after the four-time MVP and three-time NBA champion said on CNN he believes Trump uses sports to try to divide Americans. A search for a kidnapper results in the rescue of nearly a dozen kids found living in filthy conditions in a makeshift New Mexico compound. 11 kids, ages 1 to 15, with 3 adult women believed to be the kids' mothers, all found inside. Authorities confirming that a tip about a Georgia man accused of abducting his infant son led deputies to that spot near the Colorado line. The alleged abductor arrested now, although the little boy wasn't there. And actor Robert Redford is retiring from the screen, the 81-year-old screen legend, telling Entertainment Weekly his upcoming appearance in The Old Man and the Gun will be his last acting job. In it, he plays a lifelong bank robber and prison escapee. It's to be released on September 28th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We've come back. We couldn't stay away more than a week or so.
If that,
yeah.
Feels like only yesterday.
That's right.
Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-host, Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Not on the list today, Ludwig, but have you been watching any of the Manafort drama this week in court?
No.
Listen, it's fun to watch the media, because the media is beside itself that Donald Trump is not part of the drama. And you're watching it, and some of it's laughable. One of the talking heads, did you see what tie he was wearing? The answer is no. Nobody did, because he had his back towards us.
Oh, my gosh.
As if Manafort designed the courtroom and told the cameras where to be. And you just go, come on. They've had this guy in solitary confinement for 30 or 60 days, couple months now?
Yeah, after revoking his bond.
And this is about tax evasion. And so they put him in solitary confinement to protect him from a tax evasion charge. I won't get on my judiciary is off the rails rant. But anybody's watching this, I don't care if you're left or right or hate Trump or love Trump. This isn't about Trump. And they're making this guy... They're purposefully have targeted him, like they're doing a number of people, to bring the full power of we the people down on them, hoping they'll say something bad about Trump. You go, really? That's what our judiciary is about?
I think it's a Sixth Amendment violation, and he should counter sue for it.
2010 is where the allegations allegedly stem from.
Yep.
You go, well, then there's no statute of limitations, there's no justice, there's no... nonpartisanship. There's just attack dogs, and that's not on our list, so I'll reel myself in. Those folks are disgusting, and that we the people allow it, we need to take a long look in the mirror.
And we're stuck with the bill for housing him and the trial.
Stuck with the bill of paying for a witch hunt. And you just, when you look at the details of it, folks, you've got to drill into the detail. I don't know if he's guilty or not, by the way. Just so you know that, I'm not defending him. I have no clue. That's what an honest trial is about. Should an honest trial be 8-9 years later? No, you decide. Should an honest trial be bent on trying to squeeze him into saying something bad about somebody else? Should an honest trial be about entrapment? You decide, because you can't say, what are we supposed to do? The answer is that it is incumbent upon you. It is your duty to do something about it. How does that manifest itself? By knowing who you're voting for, mm-hmm. both on a state and federal level, by writing your congressional representation saying, enough! That's what I'm saying to you. And I'm not defending Manafort. I'm defending what the founders left us as a judiciary, and not this diabolical we have now, a partisan hacks galore all sides of the aisle. On that, Apple gets even closer to the $1 trillion market cap, hits new all-time high in after-hours trading. I ask, is there a limit on big? And I wonder what Microsoft is thinking about this, because they used to be rival competitors, and it feels like that's not the case anymore.
Oh, it's still Microsoft's still number one in computers,
yep.
Operating systems because of their mass reach with their licensing deals. You got to think back, just in 95, 96, so just over 20 years ago, Apple was bankrupt.
Right.
And about to go under completely, and they brought Steve Jobs back.
Right.
And he brought out the iMac,
Didn't they fire him in the first place?
Yeah, fired him.
They offed him.
Yep.
And then they went, rut-row, we have a problem.
Yep. They fired him, and then they brought him back.
I bet he had some swagger when he walked back in the second time.
Oh, yeah, he got to fire the CEO who fired him.
Oh, yeah. That's my chair get.
Yep. And he created an iMac computer, which is an all-in-one computing system with the CPU and the monitor.
Yep, I remember that.
And
you
it was
don't
colorful.
Remember that.
Oh, no, I do. That was 99, 98.
So you
I wanted to buy one.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then they came out the iPod.
You was a youngin'.
Yeah, I was right out of high school.
Yep.
Then they made the iPod, and that really changed everything. Apple's not the creator of anything. They are the best repackager, redesigner, and marketer.
The definition of an entrepreneur is one who takes an idea, makes it better, repackages it, markets it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. What would remind me, what was the iPod? Was that the music thing?
That's the music one.
That never turned me on. I had one, but it never turned me on.
It came at a time.
I actually won it in some kind of gift from an employee, employer rather.
Music was transitioning. We were in CDs, but was it going to go to disc?
It was going from okay to really bad. That was the transition.
Yeah.
Now all the songs sound exactly the same, and nobody can sing. And if there's eight people playing music up on the stage, it sounds like you're playing eight different songs.
Yeah.
That's good. Nobody can sing.
Well, it was just the convenience of not having to put a cassette in a device with a battery in it. It was a replacement of the portable music
CD
device.
Sure. Yeah. We were on Discman by that, and Sony had really pushed to do basically a CD within a disc, so it would skip.
Yeah. Right.
And SD cards were starting to come out.
Yep.
And this really took on of I can download music and have 15,000 songs at my fingertips.
But
you don't need that. But
does it get to the point where it doesn't have the value it used to?
The iPod? Yeah, it's gone.
No, I don't mean the iPod. I mean the access to all the music. The access
to all of everything.
It's changed
again since then. We no longer buy it. We just buy a subscription to stream everything.
Right.
Most people don't buy music anymore. They're now subscription services. And if they are buying it, they're buying it on vinyl.
Is it kind of like TV? And let me tell you what I'm talking about when I say it that way.
Like cable TV?
No, I remember when I was young and you had three, and depending on where you lived, you might have had four TV stations. This is before cable. So ABC, NBC, CBS, and you might have had a Canadian channel because I lived on the other side of the state. I had four. But TV seemed to be better then. Now I've got like hundreds of TV, and it's all, to me, the overwhelming majority of it is trash.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
I'm going to watch 100 channels and say there's nothing on TV tonight.
Yeah, music gets that way because you have your songs you hear and then they come through and you get tired of them and you find the new ones. But Apple has redefined everything. When they brought out the iPad, everybody said it won't work. Nobody wants tablets. And Apple had tried a tablet in the 90s. It was called the Newt.
Yep, I remember that.
And it failed miserably.
Yep.
But it was at a time when, again, computing was going from desktops to mobile.
Yep.
And they just had the right timing and created the iPad. And
I think
now
it was timing.
It's all timing with them.
Yep.
And Steve Jobs had that. They're losing that. They haven't really had anything redefining since he's been gone.
Right.
As he passed away.
Sure.
But Cook's done really well at just repackaging and empowering up things that they still have.
Now, see, on my iPad, I largely run Renegade River. That's the primary sponsor for this show on my iPad.
Yeah.
I remember dropping my iPad and cracked it, and it wouldn't function right. I'm going, oh, this is a crisis.
It wouldn't function right. Mike wouldn't function.
No, this was
like a six-year-old girl who just lost her doll.
It was a big deal. I'm telling you. Well, listen, even show notes. I've got my, here, if you're watching Facebook streaming, there's my iPad.
We're streaming on the iPad?
We're streaming on iPad. We do a lot. I do inventory. I order. I don't even want to think about the dollars of inventory I order from my iPad.
You're seeing them everywhere. Waiters and servers are doing things on them. You go into a mechanic shop, they have them now. Apple's really defined everything, and they've done no marketing to business.
Yeah.
But it really comes down to
A lot of the app companies have marketed to business.
Yeah. Yeah, the apps
are. So that's what's married it is the apps. Now, I remember listening to a conversation about someday we won't have programs, we'll have apps. And I yawned, and I, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Now it's all that. If you're on your phone,
or the iPad,
sure,
and you go to a website, it'll suggest you use the app.
Yeah, so the little things that make a difference for me, I've got an iPhone, I've got an iPad.
Yeah.
So I'm out, I take a picture of you sleeping in your car right before we go on the air, and when I get in here, it's already on my iPad.
Yep.
So it went from boom, done, just immediate.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
And they're driving force.
That's not bad for an old guy, huh?
No. Their iCloud, they've got that. iTunes Store, they're really about timing and just drive them. They, at one point, were the largest, most valuable company above Exxon.
Who was now?
Apple.
Apple.
For about 2 days, they were above Exxon. It was about 6 years ago.
Well, they're heading to $1 trillion right now.
Yeah.
I don't know where that puts them on the scale of things, but that's a whole bunch of dough.
I think they're two or three.
Ask Congress. It takes them a whole day to spend $1 trillion.
They got attacked by Congress for having too much cash on hand a few years ago.
Imagine that. Wow.
They said it was not fair to their shareholders and that...
So some places are too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Some places are too big to...
They got cash, and then you got Amazon doing whatever it wants.
Yeah. Fascinating. All right, listen, folks. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. There's just so much more going on that
You got to get back at it.
I'm telling you, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-host, Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Time flies is what we're going to talk about for a minute. Time flies. U.S. adults now spend nearly half a day interacting with media. We were just talking about Apple and how big media has gotten, kind of, sort of, because the iPad, iPhone, everything allows you access to the media. Mm-hmm. And now most folks, overwhelming majority, are spending approaching half of their awakening hours connected with media. And that is from Nielsen.com that knows a little bit about this stuff. That's what they do, is track that. And I find that fascinating. So my subnote was, it is who's in control of your mind, who's in control of your opinion. You know, back in the old days, folks used to sit and think about these things. Now they don't. They just sit and listen to whatever somebody else is thinking about these things. Am I overreaching with that?
No. I think the part of the problem is that today you can't sit around and discuss these things because people get too passionate and heated. So you'd rather just listen to people who agree with you or look for information that agrees with you.
You think so? So when we've talked about that lots of times, but are you suggesting that people in general, not left or right, but people in general will find out what slice of the media echoes their belief, mm-hmm. and then that's what they dial into?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a comfort thing. It's almost like the replacement for comfort food.
Yeah, being reassured that you're smart and you're right.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm smart. So if you're a CNN person, that's who you're going to listen to, period. Nobody else's opinion matters. Yep. And you get the idea that Manafort should have redesigned the court so that you could see his tie. American adults spend over 11 hours per day listening to, watching, reading, or generally interacting with media. And listen, I find that fearsome for a different set of reasons. It's not even, maybe it's political. I don't interpret it as political. And we have definitely talked about this before. But I ask myself, who's raising the children? Who's interacting with the children? Who's letting the children know what our views of the current times are? How does that work? And as we've replaced the kitchen table dinner, you know, husband, wife, two children sit around the kitchen table, and husband's reading a newspaper, wife's reading a newspaper, someone's opining about whatever the headline is, and the children get to hear how those parents are viewing that news story. And that seems to be not entirely absent, because I know that there are some families that do, but it seems to be largely absent from our culture. And so when we look at the young folks and they're running around with genitalia hats on, you go, where did they get that idea from? What mother and father taught them that? Well, I think we know the answer to that.
There was a lot of families at that thing.
You think there was a lot of families?
Yeah.
Was there really?
Oh, I saw a lot of pictures of people I know with their mom and their daughter.
So people your age with children your age, your children's age.
Yeah, I've seen with my kids' age,
because when I looked at
my age with their parents.
When I looked at it, and when I looked at the pictures of those marches or whatever you want to call them, it looked to me, yes, there were a few older people there, but it looked like by far and large there were a lot of college-level students there.
Yeah, but that's what they want you to think, too, right? I mean,
so that's who they're putting out front. Didn't look organized enough for me to think that that's who they put out front. I think that's what we were seeing. You've said all along it was middle-aged white women, and you might be right, but I think that's who was leading it and not who made up the lion's share of the popular within it.
Anything I saw was that was they were the front of the crowds and right? The pictures.
So you think it was 45-year-old people?
45 to 65, yeah.
Do you think that made up the lion's share?
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I have to go look back. I'm not debating you.
No.
I guess I got the different perception, but probably I'm marrying that with what I'm seeing in our academia and going, wow.
Yeah.
But the bottom line for me is that nobody in a family setting, very few in a family setting, are having the dialogues that teach their children their views. So it feels like to me, and maybe I'm all wet, but it feels like as parents, many of us are defaulting our views to the media's views for our children. Not for us. Forget us, but for the children.
Absolutely. My kids are informed. I mean, we do this stuff. We talk about it and whatnot.
No, see, we make fun of you. Miles and I both make fun of you a little bit on the air. Once in a great while.
Just a little.
But I've also complimented you because you make sure that your children are involved in, literally, folks, he's out with them in the political process. You're engaged with all of them in sports. Daily, all of the booting you take on here, I've got to compliment you for your dedication to being a father. Thank and you. I mean that sincerely. But I don't think that very many people are doing that. And that's what makes you an exception.
Now, do
you
I am the exception.
Not that you're exceptional, folks. Don't misunderstand me.
We knew what you just got cut off.
Now, do you think these numbers are increasing just based on the pushback on how many hours people were watching TV years gone by?
They
used to talk about too many hours behind television and people watch blah. Do you think there's more and more of this interaction with media?
You might be right, but back then, tell me if I'm wrong, but back then they were whining because the average family was watching 4 hours of television every evening.
Right.
So they were coming home, they were having dinner together,
yeah.
and then they were all sitting like couch potatoes, to use that old term, mm-hmm. and they were all blankly staring at the right. television for 4 hours.
And
now we've taken that 4 hours, and we've done a handful of things with it. First off, we've segregated it into not the family staring blankly at the TV, but everyone's off in their own little room.
Right.
Everyone's on their own electronic device, perhaps even watching their own channel of Netflix. Now, this is happening everywhere.
Yep.
And so you've got five people living in a house, and every one of them is watching something different or interacting with somebody differently. And it's no longer 4 hours. It's 11 hours, according to Nielsen. That's Nielsen.com. That's what these folks make a living doing.
And they're lumping everything, though, in. They're lumping in Instagram, TV,
well, it's all the same,
radio,
right?
Everything together. Right. So when you hear the word media, most people automatically think news. Yeah. It's anything like that. So that's all being lumped together.
You watch a lot of Netflix still?
No.
You discontinued them?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. But you did watch Netflix for a long time.
I had it.
You had it.
Yeah. We get a show on there, we watch it and be done.
And I don't want to go off in an entirely different direction, but it feels like Netflix, because I've never had an experience with them until the last couple of weeks. It feels like at least Netflix for adults. I'm not talking about the children's stuff. But it feels like Netflix for adults is really hyper-focused on dystopian, apocalyptic programming.
I haven't really noticed that part.
Man, I sure do.
They have a new movie that was pretty good called How Will It End?
They got a bunch of them that are wrapped around either dystopian settings or apocalyptic-type settings.
See, I thought Netflix, well, that was probably when they first came out. Weren't they just a way of ordering movies?
Yeah, like you've got movies
like renting
in the mail.
Movies through them?
Mail order movie.
Yeah, it was a mail order movie thing.
But now they have their own programming.
Now
they have their own shows.
They've got their own shows. Yeah, it's ramped
become
up.
Become a multimedia net or company rather
listen,
than just
I,
a
I got to tell you, I like the ease of it, and I like finding television programs within it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I'm looking for adult themed, and folks, I'm not talking about sex, things that are not designed for children.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you start looking down the panels, a tremendous effect. I put this on Facebook a few days ago, got a lot of comments back because there's folks that are seeing the same thing that I am. And maybe we're all wrong. I don't know. But it's got a dystopian, apocalyptic overtone to it. A lot of them are even the movies that they have a hand in doing have a dark hue to them. Like it's set. They're actually producing them to look like dystopian or dark. Mm-hmm. Overshadowed. I think it's trying. Think maybe they're trying to be intense.
Yeah.
It may be that they're trying to come across with an intense type of thing.
So I think, too, with the so much media in multiple rooms, like we're divided. Me and Gina will sit out in the living room. Paxton's playing hockey in the living room. Landon and Noel are off on their iPad or phone.
Right.
Back in, you know, when I was a kid, we had one TV.
And everybody sat in that room
and
watched TV.
That's all you had. It was either that or you
watched. And you watched whatever the parents said you're going to watch.
Yeah, which my dad was always CNN or Weather Channel.
So that was back when CNN was the only dog on the porch.
The only one, yeah. So yep. It sucked. Now I'm like, do I really make my kid come out here and watch something they hate or let them find and experience things they want? I do make us do movie nights.
Okay.
Landon hates it. I'm not coming out. I want to watch YouTube. We're watching a movie together. Get your butt out here.
So you're going to come out here and enjoy this if I have to spank you for it.
Yep.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist. Call now, 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is in Moscow, meeting with Russian officials and members of Russia's Foreign Relations Committee. He says it's very important that diplomacy continue.
And those who believe in either country that we should not have diplomacy are greatly mistaken.
Reporters did ask Paul whether he raised the subject of Russian meddling in U.S. elections with his Russian counterparts. The senator said that was not the issue at hand at the time. The death toll in Northern California's car fires up to 7 as a utility crew member was killed near Redding while doing repair work yesterday. Authorities in Venezuela say 6 people are in custody in connection with an alleged assassination attempt on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look, RenegadeRiver.com.
That is a brilliant idea, Brian Thomas. RenegadeRiver.com, the sponsor of this show. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Shocking news for you, Ludwig. This is one of those say-it-ain't-so moments.
All right.
You got to brace yourself, seatbelt in. In your case, you better put your helmet back on. Facebook says it has identified political influence campaign aimed at creating left-wing resistance.
No.
And I said, say it ain't so.
No.
Just think of if this was brought out months ago, how much money we could have saved in this silly investigation?
Oh, my goodness. It's just, it's sometimes, well, Keith, this is aimed at saving Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to out one of the ones we've been protecting for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
There's like hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of them. We're going to find one and tell everybody about it, and everyone will think we're unbiased.
They probably created them themselves.
No.
And now, then said, wait, these are inauthentic. We're deleting them.
You immediately made me reflect back to the viruses on your desktop computers that I'm still convinced most of the virus companies, the antivirus companies, create the viruses. Then they create the antiviruses to sell you for a monthly reoccurring expense.
Now, is this tied to any of the Russians?
I don't think this is Ruskies. I think this may be California or something. Well, but I repeat myself. It doesn't say where it's from. At least I didn't catch that in the article. Facebook announced Tuesday that it has removed 32 inauthentic Instagram and Facebook profiles and pages because the company believes they were part of a coordinated disinformation campaign.
32. I know people that get more fake friend requests in a day than 32.
Yeah. I do constantly.
Yeah.
I'm logged in at 5,000 Facebook friends, and that slowed me down. But to get there, it was a day, and a lot of the folks you get aren't real.
Yeah.
They just aren't real. Now, I've not seen that on Instagram, I guess. And on Instagram, we're at Talk Mike Hewitt. I don't do the Instagram and Twitter near as much as some folks do.
They just follow you, though. They're looking to increase followers.
Like when, was it Snopes? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
That they picked up on whatever I said on Facebook and put me on Snopes as a talk show host and politician. I went, well, all right, I'm not really a politician, but okay. I wanted to correct them, but it was pointless because the folks that follow them believe them like religion.
Should have created their own Snopes on their Snopes.
Well, I really thought about doing that, but then you just lock yourself into a...
32. Wow, they're really stepping up their game.
Well, but it all comes down to one. If you read on, that 32 inauthentic sites come from one source, and that's left-wing trying to foment resistance. But it's all poppycock because there are literally thousands.
Yeah.
And they found one, and this is about driving their stocks back up out of the bowl because they are in the toilet. So, and this is about.
Are these like fake accounts or like there are accounts that are disguised from a different person?
You'll get companies that are paid. There's a couple different formulas that go by. Some of it is a company that's a consulting type company, an advocate organization that creates Facebook, Twitter accounts, et cetera. They're robot accounts in some cases. Okay. But they've got banks of people that their job is to foment the angst that we're talking about.
Right.
That's what their function is. And so they'll come out and they'll create, in this case, 32 Facebook accounts that are designed to foment angst. That's what they do. And they're driving the narrative of resist in this case. And by the way, they're on both sides of the aisle. We got screwballs on our side also. Just to be fair about that, we've got some. I've had a couple. I assume they're people that I've had to block of them. Just go away. You're a nutcase. I don't want those folks in my world. It's not that. And I've got a lot of folks that are on my Facebook that I don't agree with, but they're friends. They're good people. We just don't agree. That's the world that I came from, and I hope that we can get back to.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I see that. What is this Ginsburg, I'm mentally fit enough to serve through the end of President Eisenhower's term? What is that about, Ludwig?
They're definitely jabbing at her. She,
yeah, I think so.
She came out and said she could last another 5 years, which I didn't think she'd last five more minutes. So.
I told you that yesterday. She can last 5 years if every day is the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Because she sleeps through them
Just
all.
Just sit there and sleep.
Yeah, but I'm assuming she does that during debate, sitting in the... chamber.
I just can't believe that she can sit through a case.
Will you wake her up so she can vote?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
What are you doing, Sotomayor? Okay. I just put me down for that one.
Yeah. You think they take turns?
Yeah.
Who's going to wake her up? I ain't waking her up. She's mean when she wakes up.
But there's this parody article out there that she's going to outlast Eisenhower, and a Kennedy will come into office and put in a good liberal justice. And that she's really looking forward to hearing the cases on segregation in the Cold War.
Yowzers.
When I read it, I'm like, I can see she said this. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's BabylonBee.com. That's kind of like the Onion. That's not real. But I had to take a double take because
it was to make sure it was fake. It was fake, but they were trying to be fun.
Yeah,
that's what they were. Trying
oh yeah, they're
to
definitely
do.
Jabbing at
they're her. Just being fun.
Yeah,
that's different than the fake news.
Oh,
fake
yeah.
news is trying to drive a narrative and cause you one of the folks that spend 11 hours tied in the media. They're trying to make you think something that may or may not be true. Hey, effort to secede. California's effort to secede gets a reboot. Secede from the union. And part of the new effort is to create a new freestanding American Indian nation. No, so right now you've got tribal nations that act independently, but of course they're financially tied in all kind of different ways, and they're protected by. But these folks are proposing that they are creating an autonomous Native American nation running up and down California from the Mexican border. What say you?
Well, one, they're going to take all the federal land and just give it
That's
to the
That's what
natives.
They're talking about, is the federal land.
Well, if you secede, I'm pretty sure the feds keep their land, or you'd have to buy it back.
Well, they never own. I got to tell you, where I wrestle with this.
They shouldn't own land.
They shouldn't own land. Yes. If you get out the land, folks do this sometime. Go to duckduckgo.com so you can get the truth. Go there and type in U.S. land property by states and then go to images and look at a map.
Out west, it's unbelievable.
It's overwhelming. They own way over 50% of everything west of probably the western Missouri line.
Yeah.
It's incredible where they'll own 60 and 70% of the land, 40% of some of states. The whole state they own. The feds do.
Yeah.
So when I look at this, I don't know that I care what California does, and I say that as a classical liberal. There's not a single founder that would have signed on without a state having the right to secede.
Yep.
I'm not reliving the Civil War, folks. Don't throw nothing at the radio. I'm only saying that we're supposed to be a free, small r, Republican form of self-governance. Each state is supposed to be a sovereign state operating under an association we call federal government. It was not supposed to be a centralized authority that decides everything for you. That was not what our founders left. So when I read this article, I look at it from that view, and I say, listen, if that's what the folks of California want, okay, who am I to tell them how to do it or not to do it? But then as soon as you dovetail in the federal properties issue, then I'm right back standing with those ranchers because the feds ought not to own that land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how do they?
That was unconstitutional for the feds to own land.
Good luck with that. Look, you look up the maps. It's astounding. We did a show on that.
Montana or something, they own over 50%.
There's a couple of them that they're above 50%.
Nevada's pretty big.
Are they doing this because they still feel guilty in what the white man did to the Indians?
It's another strategy.
It's just a strategy to break away. It's just a strategy. I don't think they give one hoot about any of these people. I think you're Ludwig. I think
it's
you're
a
right.
strategy to.
They're trying to use the Indian
to jet up support for their cause.
Support, yeah. but they're probably also
seceding.
They're probably also believing that they can find some legal hook to tie the American Indians into this because they are owed and have certain protections under the laws from what took place against their people. I'm not a legal expert, but certainly you can see that they're using those folks as an angle, both politically and legally.
And the natives have sovereign nations, like legitimately within our borders, the Navajo Nation.
Yeah.
The federal government has no authority over that section of property and land. That's why they're able to have casinos and they're not under federal law.
Yeah, but listen, even that's
to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, we know the feds
are quasi. I mean, it's like Detroit and like. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break on that note, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on.
on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it is back again, the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is back again, the Enigma Report, that is. I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Here's what it is. Ludwig and I actually agree on this, I think, which is what we talked about during the break. It was revolutionary. He was right. Got that out of the way for the month of August. Listen, what the big debate going on in our culture right now seems to be the midterms, at least within the folks following politics, is what's going to happen in the midterms. There's some folks that think the U.S. House of Representatives might be teetering on switching Democrat to Democrat. The Senate is probably safe but might flip. Some of the state houses are at risk. This is normal for midterms, so don't catch your hair on fire yet. Mm-hmm. And if you're disagreeing with us on every topic, don't start applauding and clapping yet, because I'm not a believer. But the question for me, and it goes to Ludwig's point during the break, to be honest with you, what makes this an enigma? We've got the largest growth in our economy in modern history. It went from stagnant at best, don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you got to admit we spent 9 years, all of Obama's administration, in stagnation. You have to admit that. It's not partisan, it's math.
Never over 2%
growth. Never over 2%. It was stagnation. And most of the time, not 2%, and nowhere near it. So you've got, you're at 4.1. The last time I saw the math, we're talking about companies like Apple reaching to $1 trillion. This is big stuff, folks. We got 55 lost Korean soldiers coming home after 70 plus years. There are some really big things happening, and I'm not here to trumpet Trump. Don't misunderstand me. But when I put all of the stuff on a paper and I forget the media and I forget Trump's tweets and I just write down what's happening, the idea that anybody would want to flip anything is kind of an enigma to me. Ludwig, take it over. What do you think?
That old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It was broke. We fixed it. Why would you tinker with it now? It doesn't make sense to me that you think, as a voter, things are going great. let's switch power, see how they can do. Well, you don't do that. If your manager is doing a great job, you don't fire them and bring in somebody else with a different philosophy, view, culture, all those things. You stay on the same path. So it doesn't make sense to me. I can't get my mind around. I would love for somebody to explain to me why.
Just partisanship. But the part
but
of
there's
this,
independents that are going to do this. This isn't just the party.
You might be right. But listen, I've went in to work on dealerships, or large dealerships, by the way. And so they'll say, listen, we're really running flat. We've been here for four generations, and things aren't quite. Will you help us? Okay, so I go in and I do a lot of behind-the-scenes fixing, little tweaks here and tweaks there, and I set things on the path, and one of the owners comes up and says, hey, what do you think about we do this one thing? And then he rattles off something that they used to do. I said, well, yeah, we can do that if you want the results that you used to get. If that's what you want to do, you're paying me. I'm a hired gun.
Yeah.
If you want me to make it the way it was, hey, it's okay. You keep paying me. I'll do it. But if you want the path that we're on because you like what it says at the bottom of your profit and loss statement, let's steady as we go. I think there's a human nature thing that calls for change.
Yeah.
So, and it's irony because if you look at, and everyone's heard the statistics, so I don't want to bore them to death, including you and I, but the highest employment in the black community, in the Hispanic community with women, 4.1 growth, cash in banks, people are starting to ask now what I've been asking for 6 years, why do I have this credit card when I've got an excess cash? I'm making more dough. Media says, CNN, no, you're not making any more dough. Well, yeah, folks, you really are. I'm sorry, but that's just a lie.
Yeah.
You are making more money. There is more money in the, and how do I know it? I'm a retailer. I know what I had before as a retailer, and I know what I have now. It's just bottom line. It's just math. Some of the companies are as much, and I'm not, but some of the companies are 2 and 3 times higher sales than they were 18 months ago. And that money isn't just for some rich, successful person.
Mm-mm.
It's pouring back into more employees and more things being purchased. So it does, it spreads out across the economy. What moron would say, I hate him so bad that I want to have higher unemployment in all of those sectors, and I want to be broke again. What moron thinks that's a good idea? What screwball endorses that? That's an enigma to me.
The ones that are listening to the Global News Network.
But they still look in their pocket.
Yeah, you're right.
And they still look in their pocket.
Oh, they're mistreating black people, or they're mistreating women, or they're mistreating gays. What rights have been taken away? What has been mistreated? If people,
listen,
unemployment's lesser. They're making more money. They have more opportunities.
Yep.
Where is this coming from? There's no proof of it.
Yeah, the proof is that you see it by the 32 pages that Facebook just identified as trying to foment resistance. You see it on the Global News Network. You see it on NBC. You see it in the media that fits your narrative. If your narrative is to get Trump at any cost, bully to you, good. That's your good. I'll fight for your right to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, put politics aside and look at what's best for your family. If the black unemployment rate is the lowest it's ever been, same with Hispanics, same with women, same with white people, the United States in total is better now than it was 18 months ago. That's just a bona fide, documentable fact. You don't got to like it. It's still true. Right down to the 55 folks being returned after more than 70 years. That's a big deal, folks. That's mm-hmm. a big deal. And to say, I hate Trump so bad, I want to go back to the way it was, that's lunacy to me. That's beyond screwball award. That is lunacy. A lunatic would ask for that.
They don't even want to go back to what it was. They want to go back to worse. We just saw
they want to go back to
Medicare for all.
They want to go back to Venezuela.
Yes.
32 trillion. What was the number in it?
$32.3 trillion.
Is the cost of Bernie Sanders's. Folks, we got to get real.
We're looking at that over tax cuts 2.0, which are directly going to go towards the individual tax rates, not the corporate. I really think that if I'm a candidate right now, I'm putting the accomplishments we've done and what we have coming. And that's it. That's my ad.
When JFK said we need to lower the tax burden to spur the economy, Democrats clapped like penguins with excitement.
Yeah.
Did you catch what I just said, folks? Think about this for a minute. When Reagan did it, their heads exploded. When Trump did it, their heads exploded. But in all three instances, a greater stream of revenue went to the federal government. Taxes percent went down, revenue stream went up. It is as predictable as rain. And the idea that folks would want something contrary to common sense, that's not partisan, folks. It's math. That's an enigma to me.
I really want one Democrat, liberal friend to tell me how it makes sense. Because we're talking even in Michigan that everything might get flipped. And this state was the 50th worst state less than 10 years ago.
Right.
And you want to go they back
give,
to that.
But they give Obama credit for the flip in Michigan. They do.
On what?
Well, you folks, you should have seen the dumbfounded look on his face just now.
Because I'm trying to think of one thing that might have caused us to have a better get up
Common
here.
Core, Medicaid expansion, gas tax increases. They love that stuff.
Oh.
And Lord knows we need more bike paths across the fruited plain.
Yeah, so they can still ride on the road and then create a wall that has to be more than 3 feet from it.
I had a friend show up and not express some displeasure with me and my bike path issue.
I hate bike paths. I hate because they're sitting there and then they're on the road still.
I don't hate them or dislike. I don't want to pay for them. So put up a toll booth and enjoy your bike path. That said, why would you want to flip what's successful? That's what I'm asking.
It doesn't make sense. It's working. Don't fix it. But I also will, if these Republicans don't win re-election, it's on them. They didn't get the right message out. Don't go after your opponent. Go after what you have coming.
Are you saying the negative is getting to you?
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't show.